John Scott.
Hello, hello. Happy Friday.
Oh, we're out of Union Square and back in our old digs.
Good timing, too.
Absolutely. The weather changed just as we left Union
Square.
Totally.
We missed you, John, yesterday. You should have showed up. It was a lot of fun.
Now, you know my obligations during the Will and Willie show here at HQ.
That's right.
You were photographed extensively at the picnic yesterday.
We had our company picnic yesterday at Coyote Point, San Mateo. Good time, too.
Did you go down, Mr. Bronx?
No, I couldn't make it. I had to work yesterday. You know, I have a job after this job.
Yes, that's right. You live in the real world, don't you?
5:15 an hour, of course.
We played 16-on-16 kickball with a keg at second base. Good times.
I was going to come, but I was stuck in a dentist chair for 2 hours. He had his drill and his thumbs. He has 10 thumbs, my dentist, in my mouth for over an hour and a half.
So today's show should be a good one. You won't be able to talk very much.
No, that's right. I'm just laying back.
Oh, am I in trouble. Mike Isikoff will help out, though. He's coming in to us from Washington, D.C.
And we have the former Secretary of Labor, Robert Reich, is going to join us.
And there's a whole series of things to discuss in addition thereto. The extension of the Voting Rights Act all occurred. Bush changing his mind again on whether or not wiretapping can be reviewed. And, of course, reporting on what the Israelis are doing to the Lebanese.
Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show and Betsy Rosenberg from EcoTalk. All here and keeping it real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
Nice. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio available right now at quakeradio.com. On San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, we're broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco. Happy Friday. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake. The following is a special report from 960 The Quake News. The reinvention of Devil's Slide on 960 The Quake.
One of the main problems since the closure of Devil's Slide has been the traffic on Highway 92. Now, although it's not unusual for Highway 92 traffic to be slow at times, there is something to be said for people having to wake up at 3 or 4 a.m. just to get to work by 8 a.m.
We asked for additional busing to help take people from here over the hill.
One of the main problems since the closure of Devil's Slide has been the traffic on Highway 92. Now, although it's not unusual for Highway 92 traffic to be slow at times, there is something to be said for people having to wake up at 3 or 4 a.m. just to get to work by 8 a.m.
We asked for additional busing to help take people from here over the hill. But the question is, where do you dump them out once they're over there? We have people that are working everywhere from San Francisco to Santa Clara.
That's Charisse McHugh at the Half Moon Bay Chamber of Commerce. For some residents of the coast, their commutes have almost tripled.
It can take anywhere from an hour to an hour and a half in Montara, Moss Beach, El Granada, who, if they had to commute to, you know, San Francisco or South San Francisco, they'd go, you know, north on Highway 1, it would take 20 minutes. Now they have to go down Highway 1, which takes at least, you know, an hour sometimes, and then over 92. So, I mean, they're looking at hours-long commutes.
Stephanie Hoffman at the Half Moon Bay Review. According to Caltrans, they estimate 32,000 cars are traveling over Highway 92 during the commute hours now that Highway 1 is closed.
You can hear these Quick News Team reports at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. all this week. The entire series available online at quakeradio.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Time for quick traffic from the Cronpore Traffic Center and the Cronpore Morning News.
7:03, I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by our local Toyota dealers. Van blocking the Willow Pass Road off-ramp from Highway 4 westbound. East Bay problems include Hayward, 92 eastbound after Industrial, a drive shaft in the number 2 lane. We never can figure out where the car goes. After the drive shaft gets lost, the CHP is going to have to stop traffic and run a brake to get it out of there. Little grass fire over on the right shoulder, 24 eastbound at Gateway. Belmont and Ralston Avenue and 101 southbound, roll of carpets in the right lane. All BART trains are on time. Finally, an SUV for your heart and your head, the Toyota Highlander Hybrid. With an EPA estimated 33 miles per gallon in the city and 80% fewer emissions. It's more of what you want in an SUV and less of what you don't. Highlander Hybrid, better mileage is just the beginning. Check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. We'll check headlines this morning at the bottom of the hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're 960 The Quake.
Down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street, we are back at the Vitale Hotel after our moment in the sun on Union Square yesterday. It's the Will and Willie Show back here at the Vitale Hotel.
And did you get my bell ringing? Did you get it?
Yeah, you did a halfway decent job.
Yeah,
you obviously paid attention.
Was not enough to enter. And I saw Vida Blue afterwards, and he said, I heard your show. Yes, I would have voted for you. So the great Vida Blue, after the contest was over, committed himself.
Someone voted for you.
Yeah, somewhat akin to the guy that you saw stuff in ballots in the box in Mexico. Yeah. Did you see that? He said, oh, no, that's normal.
No, he collected all those votes from his neighborhood.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he was delivering them in keeping with the legal way in which we do business. I love it. I absolutely love it. The guy who lost, though, had the videotape. It was almost as if it was one of those deals where you were robbing a bank. The guy's looking around as he's putting them in. It was really a great,
Andres
great theater.
Manuel Lopez Obrador.
Great theater.
I just love saying the name.
Oh, yeah. Great theater. Great theater. And then, of course, after we left Union Square, John Scott just talked about a moment ago, says, what happens to the car when a drive shaft goes someplace? Well, according to Paul, whose drive shaft apparently went someplace coming from the picnic yesterday, you go straight into the dealership and get on Caltrain.
No. He said you find the nearest exit and you roll away. Roll away.
Which is kind of the way things are, in fact, done.
You know who won the bell ringing contest? It wasn't the guy that we had on yesterday. Byron Cobb came in second.
Yep, I heard that.
Yeah. Wall won the celebrity thing.
That is,
I don't know how that happened.
I didn't know about the celebrity deal.
And Mickey Luckoff was there? He was part of the celebrity thing?
Was he the bell?
They were ringing him.
I would think that would be appropriate.
But Debbie said that Maggie Lynch went and bought a bunch of baseballs and came back with a marker. And got Vida Blue to sign all the baseballs, and they handed out those as gifts to all the judges, which I thought was way cool. We got one. We get a Vida Blue signed ball.
Well, you know, that woman is incredible.
Maggie?
No wonder she's the mistress
of
beauty.
She's thinking, she's always on her toes.
PR-wise, she's right up there with Bob Agnew. I'm surprised that he didn't do it.
Well, I don't think Vita showed up until after we left.
Yeah. Oh.
What'd you do last night?
I had dinner with the mayor of San Jose.
How is Mr. Gonzalez doing?
He is in great shape. He is in great shape. He can't wait for that trial to occur.
Is the trial going to beat the time that he has to leave?
No, he doesn't. He says that because of who his lawyer is, the guy who represented him is pretty heavily obligated for other clients, and it may be that it's impossible to get the matter to trial before December. He would prefer
to waive his right to a speedy trial.
Well, he'll have to. If he wants this particular lawyer. Of course, I kept saying and kept hinting of my availability.
You're a busy man.
He didn't seem terribly impressed with that.
He didn't latch on to you like a lady.
We really had a good time. We're just like, waited post trial. Waited post trial. We started with a, with a great pizza, with prosciutto, and then we went on from there, and we closed with a nice filet mignon. Simply designed for
you don't eat a lot of
only
meat.
The best.
What are you doing? What are you doing eating a filet?
I can't afford
it. Split it?
I can't afford
it. Oh,
no.
Did he pick it up?
No. The house picked it up. What do you mean did he pick it up?
I could eat with you more often.
Yes, you should. You'd be surprised. when I don't get any other offer, I go to Cecil's. I go to Clyde.
Yeah, you hang out in line.
Absolutely. Right. And I'm including them in my will. That's what I keep saying. You're in my will. Don't worry about it. You're in my will.
On Eddy Street? Yeah. Or is it Ellis?
I know. It's on Ellis. Yeah, it's Ellis. Right there, right behind the Hilton Hotel.
Yeah.
Good joint, too. It's fried chicken on Thursday.
Is it really?
Yeah, you know what you do when you're in this town? Where they have free food, they now do the menu. And the real folk...
lunches.
Yeah, that's right.
They do the menu. Picking.
So you go on a certain day from Meatloaf to St. Anthony's. You go... I'm serious. You're laughing about this.
Yes, because we have discriminating homeless.
That's right, but the menu is, in fact, published. And most of the homeless people pick it up on their website. They go to the website, they go to their BlackBerry, and they figure out where to go. This is a sophisticated town.
It is. It's the only place you'll see homeless asking for $6.95 so they can buy the latest issue of Harper's.
No, how about the guy says, he says to me the other day, hey, Willie Brown, right near, I think it was near the Marriott. He said, hey, Willie Brown. So yeah. He says, how about $5? That's all I need, and she can get the abortion.
Oh, man. Oh, geez.
That's all I need. Can you imagine? Hey, you got it, brother. And five more for the chin. And then, of course, the town was packed yesterday and last night. Traffic has never been heavier. The movement of people was just incredible because of a convention that must have 40, 50,000 people present at the convention.
Who's here?
We had the guy from the Convention and Business Bureau yesterday.
Yeah.
We should have asked him the name of the convention. I didn't get the name of the convention, but every joint in this town last night was packed. The cabs were making money, hand over fist. Even places like Best Buy had people shopping.
There's a friend of mine works at the Grand Cafe.
And I told you how.
She kicked butt the other night when we went to see Love Janice. She was working.
Let me tell you, and it was up that way always. All over town, and by the way, it was warm last night, too.
Yeah.
Even 9, so 11 o'clock. Yeah, and people were just out walking around. People were in a real good mood. The heat, the cops, I mean, they were in a good mood last night. It was all just a great evening of fun all over the city. So much so that I had to keep reminding myself I had to come to work at 7 a.m. this morning.
Well, you get to see it tomorrow. Yeah,
you got to go to work.
Thank God, tomorrow. Of course, you're working on your book.
Oh, yeah. I'm working on a book from about 8 to 12, and then at 12, I'm doing some mediation for some folk to try to solve a little bit of a problem.
Well, they've been doing some mediation in Washington, D.C., too.
You think so?
Apparently. All these southern states were going to lobby against the passage of the Voting Rights, the renewal of the Voting Rights Act.
Right.
And we have one of the guys who's incredibly working so hard to pass it, and they actually passed it in the House yesterday. We have House Democratic Caucus Chairman James Clyburn on the line from South Carolina. James, you're on with Will and Willie.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, Jimmy, Willie Brown here.
Willie, how you doing, man? It's so good to hear your voice.
It's good to hear yours, too. Congratulations. 390 to 33. Don't you think that's pushing it a little bit?
Well, you know, we just wanted, you know, where we said down south, when you get them down, you kick them. That's the reason for getting them down. But it was a great coalition of people who came together. It's kind of interesting, really, that the only state pushing to really dilute Section 5 review was the state of Georgia. They had member after member from Georgia coming to the floor, giving reasons for not allowing Section 5 to continue as is.
Section 5, Jimmy, would you tell the listeners exactly what Section 5 is?
Section 5 of the Voting Rights Act is that section which says that any time a jurisdiction changes its voting laws, that change must be submitted to the Justice Department so that the department can ascertain whether or not that change will have any adverse impact upon the voting strength of minority voters. Now, that section was put in because, as you know, after Reconstruction, many states, especially in the South, came up with all kinds of schemes. We call them creative devices that was used to either deny or in some way dilute the impact of minority votes. Well, black votes in that instance. Well, when the Voting Rights Act passed, it got rid of all of those schemes, things like full slate voting and numbered votes and at-large voting. We got rid of all of those. But then the Congress said, just in case some of y'all are thinking about bringing some of these things back, we want to make sure that if you make any changes, you must submit those changes to the Justice Department, and then we will make some determination as to whether or not those changes would in any way adversely affect black voters. Now, that's the thing they wanted to change. And what's so curious about this is that in recent times, the last couple of years, only one state in the union has made any attempt to create a new device, and it was Georgia. You may recall that last year, Georgia came up with this new scheme that says in order to vote, you must produce not your registration certificate, but in addition to anything else, you must produce a government-issued picture ID. Now, that's a new scheme that they never had before. So I thought it was quite interesting that the only members to cry out in unison against this bill represented the one state that had created a new device that none of them wanted to talk about on the floor on yesterday. I kept bringing it up, but they wouldn't talk about it.
No, they wouldn't. Congressman, I noticed that with the 390, there had to be quite a few conservatives who abandoned their original position that delayed the vote in June and came aboard and voted accordingly. How do you account for that?
I think that Speaker Hastert and the Majority Leader Boehner, I think the two of them sort of explained it to them, or maybe explain it. Now, Willie knows that I'm from down in a part of South Carolina that's called Gullah or Geechee Country. And it's one thing to have something explained to you. It is something else to have explained to you. Explained to them.
It's what my mama used to do to me.
That's right.
Let me explain?
Yeah, let me explain to you, boy.
I think they had a little splaining done to them. That, you know, they were being held in pretty low esteem, and they were going to be going into these fall elections trying to have the minority voters while at the same time saying, we may not want you all to have an effective vote. And so I think that once they passed the hurdle of amendments, as you know, the original deal was to bring this to the floor without any amendments, pass it on suspension, and go on about our business. But no, they decided to give these guys four votes, four amendments. They had four amendments up, and then just go ahead and defeat the amendments. And so that's what happened.
How offensive was Mr. King out of New York with his proposed amendment on the English language issue?
Well, that was King from Iowa.
From Iowa, all right.
King from Iowa that brought that up. I think that some of the Republicans explained it best. And I heard Chris Shays from from Connecticut saying, wait a minute, there are a lot of people who can speak the English language pretty well, but cannot read the English language. A little bit like me. And French, I can speak it a little bit, but don't ask me to read it. So that's what that argument prevailed. And I think that Mr. King kind of lowered his decibels a little bit after that argument was put on the floor.
Well, we wanted to say congratulations to you, and we want to make sure that when you go to the Democratic Caucus next week, you tell them that there is one radio station in America that was so proud that the first item on their agenda on this day was to get you on the line so we could say congratulations to you and your colleagues. A job well done. Martin Luther King Jr. must be smiling from ear to ear up there in the heavens.
Well, thank you so much, Willie. During my discussion on yesterday, I brought King into the equation, and I've talked about his letter from the Birmingham City Jail. You may recall one of these amendments you brought up had to do with the time of this thing. We wanted to extend it for 25 years, and the amendment, that was the one I was against. They wanted to extend it only to 10 years. You know, King dealt with this whole issue of time in his letter. He said that at one point that the people of ill-will in our society seem to make a much better use of time than the people of goodwill. And he went on to tell us that we were going to be called to repent in this generation, not just for the vitriolic words and deeds of bad people, but for the appalling silence of good people. And so I reminded the people on yesterday that the Congress broke its silence on these creative devices 41 years ago, and it was incumbent upon us to carry out the will of those good people and keep our voices raised high in opposition to the denigration of black voters and minority voters.
Thank you so much for joining us, Representative James Clyburn of the 6th District of South Carolina. We know you got a plane to catch, and we get a run, too. Hopefully he'll be back on. What a great guest. Coming up, we have Charles Epping, who is the author of Trust. Right here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, 960 The Quake.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience.
El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there! At the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
We are keeping it real down in the corner of Mission Street and the Embarcadero here at the Hotel Vitale. It is the 14th of July. It is 14e juillet. It's Bastille Day. Here, keeping it real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown.
And we have a guest today. A guest is Charles Epping. Mr. Epping has written a novel called Trust. But this isn't just the kind of trust that you and I would have. This is more of a trust. It's about banking. It's about money. It's about terrorists. It kind of fits into what's going on today.
Absolutely. It's a trust. It's about a trustee account that many of which were opened by Jewish families, especially from Eastern Europe, in the years leading up to World War II. And in the dormant account scandal of the 90s, everybody was asking, well, what about the trustee accounts? And the banks kind of washed their hands of the whole story, saying, well, we were never told. That was the whole point. That if Hitler ever invaded Switzerland, that these accounts would be in the names of good Swiss trustees, so the family's money would be safe. But the question of the novel is, where are the accounts today? And these accounts have been growing, some of them exponentially, because they've been invested in stocks and bonds. So what I've done
compound
is...
Compound interest?
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, Standard & Poor's 500 investment in 1938 today would be up 11,000%, 110 times. $100,000 would be $10 million today. So
in this book, you said it's a fictional account. But you only are talking about one account, or are you talking about a series of accounts?
I chose one account, but everybody knows there's a lot more than one account. The question,
And you said there's never been an investigation, frankly, of the existence of these accounts?
Nope. When the U.S. government and Jewish groups forced the Swiss to come clean in the 90s, they, in theory, divulged all the dormant accounts. But those dormant accounts were the ones that were opened in the names of the original families. Those were the accounts that just stayed dormant. They didn't move because the Swiss banks just put them aside, took a little interest, and moved on. But these trustee accounts that everybody brought up, but the Swiss banks rightly said, well, we can't answer that question. You're going to have to find the trustees. So the question is, if the trustee were honest...
And the trustees have come forward?
A few did, but you know, when you look at that, they found 20,000 dormant accounts, and you can pretty much assume there were 10 to 20% of the amount of dormant accounts were opened in the form of trustee accounts. So the question is, where are these accounts
today? So you're estimating,
today?
What, 2,000 to 4,000 trustee accounts?
Exactly. That's a good
Swiss
ballpark
right
figure,
now?
Yeah. Yeah. And some of them could, as I mentioned, be worth, you know, tens if not hundreds of millions of dollars, which means that when the trustee now dies and he maybe hands them off to someone who never even knew the family, it provides a perfect vehicle for things like money laundering. So I bring up the Hezbollah in my novel as one example of a group that is well known to be using things like accounts, fictitious companies, cross-border trade, including Brazil, even in the United States.
We're speaking to Charles Epping. He's the author of a novel called Trust, which is available at Greenleaf Book Group Press. He's with us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie.
The most recently reported actions by Hezbollah, of course, is what's occurring in Israel in Lebanon today, with Hezbollah firing rockets that reach Haifa, as well as going in and grabbing a patrol and killing 8 or 9 Israelis and capturing 2. This is the same group of people.
Absolutely. You know, this group before September 11th had killed more Americans in terrorist activity than Al-Qaeda.
Hezbollah had killed more Americans?
Yeah, in various terrorist attacks.
What's your view on Mr. Bush's efforts to monitor the financial transactions of terrorists, potential terrorists, and supporters of terrorists? Would not the existence of these trustee accounts warrant some extraordinary efforts by governments to find these people?
Well, absolutely. You know, the use of various government intelligence activities is important in the fight against terrorism. What I find absurd is that the Bush administration had announced years ago that their one of their major efforts in fighting terrorism was to monitor international financial transactions. The SWIFT system, basically, I've worked in Swiss banking for about 20 years now.
Uh-huh.
Everybody knows that it's the internet. You send emails through this system between banks. So what you do is you tell another bank why this money's coming, who's going to get the money, what company has sent it, what company should get it. But you have to wonder if you were a terrorist and you had heard for years, ever since September 11th, that the Bush administration was making that a high priority to monitor international financial transactions, and then suddenly when this news comes out that the Bush administration in fact has been monitoring financial transactions, and then the Bush administration takes on this attitude that, well, you've given it away. Now
you've
everybody knows what we've been
secret.
Doing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So these are really dim terrorists who are still doing it in the face. Our guest is Charles Epping. He's the author of a book called Trust. It's a novel based on the Swiss banking, which you have some. He's joining us here on 960 The Quake. You have a lot of experience over there. 20 years in
20
Swiss
years.
Banks?
Yeah.
Are the Swiss gnomes like? Can I open an account over there? Really? Do you have an account in a Swiss bank?
He would know already.
or maybe the Bush administration would know because they've been monitoring the international transactions.
Can I open an account?
Anyone can, yeah. It's very easy to open a Swiss bank.
How much do I have to put in to keep it?
There's no fixed limit.
Yeah?
Swiss bankers kind of, you know, give you a wink and say,
$200 I can open an account with $200?
If you find a Swiss banker who's willing to do that, absolutely.
Oh, all right.
Absolutely. There's no real interest in for Americans, though, to be opening Swiss bank accounts.
Oh, yes, there is.
Okay.
Let me tell you, for years, you know, on a date, the woman would say, and I really don't know what the nature of my wealth is. It's in my Swiss bank account.
Okay. You got me there.
And I show her the little book.
Yeah.
It's really impressive. Yeah. People automatically think you have millions and millions of dollars
just by mentioning
a Swiss bank account.
Which is usually true.
You know, yeah. There's a threshold.
What's the difference between a Swiss account and one of the other liberal laud, like Cayman Islands? What's the difference?
Well, the Swiss bank accounts, the key word is secrecy. The Swiss bankers, even today, anybody who's worked in a Swiss bank, including myself, are subject to what's called the Swiss banking secrecy law. A Swiss banker can be put in jail if they ever divulge the name of a client. Even after you've worked in the bank. To the grave. You're bound to secrecy, which means that if you open a Swiss bank account, you can be sure that at least the banker will never give your name out. They will never contact you, and they will never, even if they're asked by authorities in other countries. However, the Swiss bankers did change the system in the 1990s after coming under a lot of pressure to essentially say, we don't want illegal money. If you're just evading taxes, that's not a criminal offense in Switzerland. It's considered a civil offense. They won't divulge your name.
But if you're trying to launder money, like drug money.
Absolutely. Or if you know you're a third world dictator or a drug dealer, the Swiss don't want that. They've been able to move into things like managing California public retirees. You know, you've got these huge funds.
CalPERS?
Yes.
Is partly managed by Swiss bankers.
Yeah, we have a foreign investment section in our asset allocations. We do foreign investments. We do offshore. We do a whole series of things. And we have a certain level of standards by which you must qualify. qualify the stability of your government or the responsibility that those who leads it must have in terms of governance. We have all of these things, the human rights concerns. Once you qualify at that level, you are then an eligible investment option, and certainly the Swiss affords us that opportunity.
I want to hear more. Yeah, let's do this in the next segment. We're going to keep you on. If that's all right,
Charles Epping is happy to stay.
Here at 9-6 at the Quake. We have the new news. We have new traffic. This is the country's fifth largest market, people dropping drive shafts all over freeways, all over the place. We'll be right back with Charles Epping, author of Trust, here at 960 The Quake.
It's 7:32 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. We've got a news update right after we check traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center, brought to us this time by Sleep Train. Not a whole lot going on this morning. There's good news. No major problems, with only one exception, two-car crash blocking the right lane of 101 northbound at Alameda Del Prado. Metering lights are on, but you don't have a real big delay at the toll plaza. The Upper Deck OK into San Francisco, and no other problems on Bay Area freeways to report at the moment. Sleep Train. They have a new Richmond store at 3100 Clo's Way in the Hilltop Plaza. You'll always find the best service, best price, and best selection. So come in and experience the Sleep Train difference today. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. Here's a look at what's happening at 960 The Quake. There are a number of sad and violent events in the Middle East that have transpired this week. Israeli airstrikes have debridged the feeling about the complicated politics and cultures of that region. Hundreds of protesters gathered outside the Israeli consulate in the financial district. Those in support of Israel, those in support of Palestine, yelled at each other across the street, each accusing each other of racism. No one arrested. The San Francisco Planning Commission voted 4-2 to reject an application to open a medical pot club near the wharf. The Green Cross had asked the city to allow them to open the dispensary at North Point in Columbus, just a few blocks from Fisherman's Wharf. That wildfire east of San Jose is still burning out of control this morning, only about half contained. It's the Del Puerto Canyon fire, now entering Santa Clara County, having burned almost 30,000 acres. At a price tag so far of $5 million. Governor Schwarzenegger has declared San Bernardino County in Southern California a disaster area due to those awful wildfires that they're currently experiencing there. Al Gore in the Bay Area this weekend. You have a chance to meet him and speak with him about his book, An Inconvenient Truth, 7 o'clock tonight at the Great Indie Bookstore, Book Passage in Corte Madera. Quake weather for the weekend. 60s on the coast today, but then warming up to about the mid-70s. And tomorrow and Sunday, looks like real warm inland with highs near 100. And on the peninsula and around the bay, highs in the 70s and 80s. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-344-8232. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-344-8232. That's 1-800-344-8232.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodruff, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodruff Home and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. To buy your tickets now, call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
Let's eat light today.
wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Comcast is the leader in high-definition television, offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into movies, sports, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV or watch one show while recording another. For more information on Comcast's great broadband products, including high-speed internet, call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net.
Surgery.
News. Everyone has a different idea of what real news is. You look for objectivity. You crave real balance. And it seems to be nowhere. It's the culmination of our 10-day special report. We recorded the newscasts, counted the stories, and asked the experts to analyze the results. Monitoring the Media, a Bay Area report card. It's a Quake News Team special, Sunday at noon. On 960, The Quake.
Hi, I'm Bill Press. I usually hang out in Washington, but when I'm in the Bay Area, I listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960, The Quake.
Brought to you by a woman and a black man, but that would make me the woman, because there's a woman deep inside of me here on the Will and Willie Show, keeping it real. Okay, I'm telling you more than you need to know, but...
No, you started off wrong. I don't know why you think I'm necessarily black.
You're not?
Not necessarily. Do you know any black man with the name...
Brown?
No. My real name.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, what is it? Reginald?
Winfield Gregory III.
Right, that's right. You're keeping it semi-real with Will and Willie here on 960 The Quake. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And we are...
Our guest is Charles Epping. It's a fascinating subject. The idea of a lot of money over there in Switzerland.
He takes only one account, though, one trustee account. How did that, what prompted you to do this book? 20 years of being a banker, sworn to secrecy in your profession, and obviously not wishing to go to jail. You still live in Switzerland, you told me.
I do, yeah.
Off radio, but you did this book. This book is a fictional account, is it not?
Yeah, it's a what-if story, and it's based on, as we mentioned, one of these trustee accounts opened by Jewish families in Switzerland before World War II. I was asked, I also run a small consulting business in Switzerland, asked by a family, a Jewish family from Budapest, to get buildings back that they had previously owned in Berlin. Now, the German government, after the fall of the wall, said, if you can come to us and give us every document showing us not only that you're the heirs, but also that there are no other heirs. Most families, of course, couldn't do this because a lot of documents were destroyed in World War II. We'll give you buildings back that belong to you and your families. So this family basically made me their international private detective, gave me a credit card, said, go wherever you need to go, do whatever you have to do.
Track down the documents.
We want these documents because the German government was saying, we've got 100 pieces of the puzzle. If you're missing one piece, you can't get the building. If great-grandmother's or your great-aunt's death certificate had been destroyed in the war, you had to get a certified copy or some sort of official document. So that was why I really got to know this family really well, spending a lot of time in the archives, and found out that, you know, what really a Jewish family from Eastern Europe would have gone through with the approach of World War II. You saw that the Nazis were coming. They've already invaded Austria. One of the first things the Nazis did when they invaded Austria was go into the banks, say, give us the accounts with Jewish names, according to German law, and now Austria had now become part of Germany. This was legal. So the question is, what if Hitler had invaded Switzerland? And by no means was that excluded. Everybody assumed the Nazis would essentially take over everything in Europe. So the idea was to set up these trustee accounts with the idea that you could keep your money hidden. But the problem was after the war, when the families didn't show up, what did the trustees do? They had two choices. They could have been dishonest and just stolen the money, or they could have been honest and kept these accounts growing. Now, obviously, writing a novel about a dishonest trustee wouldn't be very interesting. Steal the money, case closed, end of story.
And now he's in Fiji. The end.
But actually, he could still stay in Switzerland, because if the family didn't show up, the account was in his name, the original trustee.
$10 million, I'd move to Fiji. Yeah.
Well, we can assume in the early years the accounts were not that big. But the idea, and what makes this story very interesting and also very applicable to things like international terrorism, using accounts for money laundering, is what happens when a lot of money is sitting there with no one looking after it. When the account dies, because they've all obviously reached an age now when they've probably either passed on or are passing on, do you give a $10 million account to your children to manage and say, by the way, this is in your name, in our family's name, but it really doesn't belong to you, so don't touch it?
Charles Epping is our guest. He's the author of a novel called Trust. He's with us here on 960 The Quake. You and Willie were talking quite extensively off the air.
We were talking about this particular story that is, I think, the centerpiece of his book. We talked about how you would assume certain courses of conduct based on his 20 years' experience as a banker. What are some of those things that are being assumed in this book for what-if purposes?
Well, certainly, as I mentioned, how you would invest your money. As I mentioned, the Swiss bankers with the dormant accounts did nothing. They just kept the account sitting, maybe got a little interest, took some commission. But a good trustee or even a good investment manager would have said, let's put this in stocks and bonds. So the idea is, you know, as I mentioned,
make the money work.
Standard & Poor's 500 index, you know, and this is, you know, all of your listeners are probably kicking themselves, as we all are, for not way back then investing, you know, $1,000. You take that 11,000% increase, which is the average increase in the Standard & Poor's 500 over all these years, you know, 110 times. You know, as I mentioned, $100,000 today would be $10 million. So that's, you know, the sort of what if that I've based it on, and that's a perfectly plausible scenario. Swiss bankers are known for being very good investors.
You don't reveal any secrets in here, but you reveal some inner workings?
It's a touchy subject. I think the Swiss banks in general would prefer to sort of have this whole idea of these accounts behind them. That was obviously the reason they did the agreement they did, brokered by Stuart Eisenstadt and the Clinton administration.
On the dormant account.
Exactly. So they paid a big fee. They paid $1.25 billion to settle this. They've moved on. Now, as we mentioned, they're managing...
There's a Swiss Bankers Organization. There's
there
one
is.
That includes
Swiss
everybody.
Bankers Association, yes.
So they all kicked into that
they all
settlement?
Did. Yeah, mainly the two big banks. But, of course, under pressure from the U.S. government, the Clinton administration made it a high priority.
What are the two big banks? Names of the two big banks?
The two big banks are UBS and Credit Suisse, yeah. UBS used to be Swiss Bank Corporation and UBS, and they merged.
All right, so which one would you recommend for
us,
a comic who earns tons of dough all under the table, paid by club owners, and who reports it currently as if it's minimum wage for an early night's work?
There's a lot of write-offs. Yeah. I have to. There's 1040s.
I recommend you not saying it. It's on the air, Will.
No, you can't.
Let me fictionalize.
Yes, sir.
There are a lot of small Swiss banks, too, which are much more amenable to this sort of thing.
What do you need to get into Credit Suisse?
You need a lot of money, basically.
More than 50 grand?
Generally, yeah. They don't want to, you know, so-called waste their time.
Waste their time?
That kind of money now.
On 50 grand? Yeah.
No, you know.
50 grand seems like a lot of money.
It is a lot of money.
Real money managers at the only want to start at millions and above. As a matter of fact, well, in some places, you cannot even get into a management fund without a certain threshold.
Right.
And usually it's you got a net worth of so much, and you can only invest a percentage of your net worth, or you can only use a certain percentage of your net worth. I have explored all of these things, qualified for none, but I do have some knowledge of what the goal should be.
Well, I always wanted an account, an offshore account, but I was thinking Cayman Islands.
Well, but an offshore is different from a Swiss account.
Oh, it is? How?
Yeah. Well, a lot of the offshore, and I talk about this, in fact, as we were talking before the show,
good.
The Hezbollah is using offshore accounts in places that have not gone the same way that the Swiss banks have. There, as I mentioned in the novel, that it's kind of like, you know, hitting a pillow with your fist. You know, you punch it and everything just goes somewhere else. So what the Swiss have done is basically push it all onto other offshore accounts. Cyprus, we mentioned Cayman Islands. There are a lot of smaller little islands with very lax banking secrecy rules, and who are really not as interested as the Swiss are in keeping now a clean sort of slate of clients. So you have things like international terrorist organizations being involved in any area. Basically, the idea of money laundering is to get it through some account or some business that you can sort of justify having these large amounts of money.
Charles Epping. The book is called Trust, and it's available everywhere. You know where the usual places, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, blah, blah. Or you can go to gbgpress.com, which is Greenleaf Book Group Press. Thank you, buddy. Great, good luck
Thank
with
you,
the
Will.
Book.
There's
Thanks
also a website for the novel called trustthenovel.com. Get
Trust
it?
The
Trust
novel.
The novel. Yeah.
Thanks for joining us.
Charles, thank you. And you promised Paul Wells and Willie Brown an autographed copy of this book.
Because Will Durst already has one. Yeah.
Yes, Will Durst ripped off the station.
I'm always first to the
in
book.
Plain
I actually
sight.
Read them.
Which means we were warned.
Thank
great,
you,
good
gentlemen.
Luck
it's
the book
been great
tour.
Being
Thank
great
for joining
Thank
us here
you.
In the Quake.
It's a pleasure, and if I get to Switzerland, I'm going to call upon you.
Look forward to it.
Yeah, a little inside knowledge. Coming up on Keep It Real with Will and Willie, we have, of course, the burst of Durst. And then in the next hour, we got Robert Reich, former Secretary of Labor, and Michael Isikoff from Newsweek magazine. All here Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Comcast Digital Cable has hundreds of channels of the most requested programming with about 30 local channels and includes on-demand with thousands of shows and movies to watch whenever you want. Comcast is the leader in high-definition television offering both local and national HD channels not available on satellite. So if you're into sports, movies, or just amazing clarity, then Comcast Digital Cable is the only way to go. And if you don't have time to watch your shows while they're being aired, then record them with Comcast DVR. Pause live TV, watch one show while recording another. The DVR is inside the cable box, so no extra equipment is necessary. With Comcast high-speed internet, you'll get blazing fast connections and 100% pure broadband features such as click-and-play videos and web-based email. They've recently upgraded the upstream and downstream speeds for all of their customers at no extra cost. Now you can enjoy even quicker uploads and downloads of photo, video, and music files. Call 1-800-COMCAST, 1-800-COMCAST, or go to Comcast.net. Cable and internet, Comcast.net.
Great television experiences are always ready for you with Comcast. With the convenience of on-demand, crystal-clear high-definition, and all the best movies, sports, and kid shows, it's Comcastic. Call 1-800-COMCAST or go to Comcast.net for more information.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Hey, Truth Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
Well, thank you, and today's Burst of Durst is brought to you by Scandinavian Design. Go to ScandinavianDesign.com and find out about their specials and stores near you. Well, happy 14 juillet, everybody. Today is Fête Nationale de la France. And after losing the World Cup, let me tell you, the French could use a holiday. Still feeling the sting of being called part of old Europe by Donald Rumsfeld. They intimate they're a bit miffed. It's like saying John Kerry's tailor was unpleased by the results of the last presidential election. The Gallic outcry is still reverberating around smoke-filled cafes. Apparently, you could call the French many things. Rude, unclean, hirsute, overly concerned with sauces, even arrogant. But old? Quel horreur! Don't call them old. It's amazing. We've been hurling invective at the French for years, and nothing. Nothing. Just one more derisive snort of cigarette smoke blown through flared nostrils and a glass of house red tossed back with theatrical disdain. But a single small slight lobbed at their tinted mirror, they go ballistic. Or not go ballistic, which in this instance might be more apropos, since Rumsfeld was referring to their stubborn refusal to join up in our war on terrorism. I mean, the march towards democracy in Iraq. Of course, now, that ain't looking like it was such a big mistake on their part. Wasn't just them, of course. It was them and Germany. And when Germany refuses to get behind you and kick in someone's butt, maybe that should have told us something. So, happy Bastille Day, everybody, and that's your Burst of Durst for today. It's funny, I was asking Mr. Epping how to pronounce 14 juillet, and he said, not the way you did it. Because he lives in Switzerland, so he obviously speaks French.
Well, obviously the French are going to be very impressed with your Burst of Durst, particularly in view of the fact that they are still mulling over their defeat by my people in the World Cup activities.
Oh, Mr. Brownini.
Yes.
Mr. Brownini.
Guglielmo Brownini. And we are still celebrating, of course. Except that the Soccer League just opened an investigation.
Not opened. They're coming down with the hammer. John Bradley Scott, have you heard about this?
I just walked in, gentlemen. Forgive me. Catch me up real quick.
Oh, it's the brouhaha going on in Italy about all their, I think it's Juventus mostly.
Oh, the scandal. Yes.
So they win the World Cup, they go home, and there's a scandal waiting for them.
Well, we're not alone in our sports scandals, that's for sure.
And in this one, they claim that there's been some money made off of fixing the results of games.
Yes.
Where we heard that before.
Is that the Italian soccer Pete Rose story, maybe?
Yeah. That's what it sounds like. But, John, you've been covering in your report early in the day, which I still say is the best of all the reports of any news organization. John Bradley Scott alone does it between 6 and 7.
Thank you, Willie.
You have been covering the Middle East. Bring us up to date, if you can, if anything occurred during the hour that we were flaunting about.
I'll give you your executive briefing.
Uh-huh.
The Israeli government has fired more rockets into the northern part of the country. Several more people have been hurt. Hezbollah is blamed for firing more than 200 rockets from Lebanon in the last 2 days. There are 250,000 Israelis in bomb shelters. Israel has sent some rockets and bombs over to Lebanon yet again today after guerrillas crossed the border to capture a couple soldiers. So it's been 3 days now. It's getting more intense. Bush administration, it seems to be a little late. I'm not an expert on this, but they're weighing in now and saying, can we calm down? There's one thing that we can absolutely guarantee is that no Democrat and no Republican will say anything bad about the nation of Israel.
And it appears as if Israel is trying to close up, based on your earlier report, close down the airport, the seaports, every method of getting into Lebanon and getting out.
There was a protest in San Francisco yesterday at the Israeli consulate on Montgomery Street. Pro-Israeli, pro-Palestinian folks on either side of the street hollering at each other, accusing both sides of racism. I mean, this is, how long has this been going on? 2,000 years?
It's, I think,
back again.
Yeah, I think when they uncovered the Dead Sea Scrolls, when they finally were able to read what they said in hieroglyphics, it said, Mideast peace threatened.
Yeah. When we spoke with radio commentary and our old friend Bill Press this morning on the Progressive News Hour, he had a very ominous feeling, just his opinion, that if this doesn't get resolved very quickly, that we could see something that is unimaginable, something that we hope doesn't happen, which is close to World War III.
And if you observe, every moment that there's a shot fired or a bomb dropped, the price of oil goes up. It's at $78 plus a barrel.
It's going to hit $100.
Oil analysts say that it's going to be $3 to $4 a gallon, what we pay, as far as the eye can see, folks.
We got Michael Isikoff coming up in the next hour, along with the former Secretary of Labor, Robert Reich, who's going to be with us on the phone. We're having a great Friday, July 14th. Happy Bastille Day. Here on Keep It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French, but when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The couple filing suit against top Bush administration officials in the CIA leak case speak out. Valerie Plame and Joe Wilson say those officials must face justice. The story live from Washington from correspondent Bob Costantini.
Well, Jim, the former CIA officer says she and her husband, Joseph Wilson, filed the suit with heavy hearts, but her work was revealed 3 years ago to the day.
And justice demands that those who acted so harmfully against our national security must answer for their shameful conduct in court.
The suit targets Vice President Dick Cheney, his former chief of staff, Louis Scooter Libby, and presidential advisor Karl Rove. Plame says the men disclosed her work to the press in an effort to get back at her husband for criticizing the president's plan to go to war with Iraq. Live in Washington, Bob Costantini, CNN.
Oil prices briefly went over $78 a barrel today. They backed off a little but are still near record highs. Industry analyst Peter Vuittel says prices could go far higher if the right combination of things happen.
We could see an Iranian blockade of Hormuz, and if we were to see another hurricane like Katrina or Rita, then we could be looking at $100 oil.
Increasingly, industry analysts generally do think $80 a barrel oil in the near future is a likelihood. Rising oil prices are being driven partly by the increased fighting in the Middle East. Israel and Hezbollah have been trading shots across the Lebanese border. Correspondent Paula Newton in Jerusalem tells us efforts are underway to engineer a ceasefire.
Under Secretary of State David Welch is in the West Bank and Ramallah, just trying to dip his toe into the waters here, trying to see if there is going to be any kind of an opening to at least call some kind of a 24 to 48 hour ceasefire so that cooler heads can prevail here.
Military sources tell us the Pentagon's drawing up contingency plans for evacuating the estimated 25,000 U.S. citizens in Lebanon if the shooting war gets hotter. For now, however, there are no official evacuations. This is CNN Radio.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com. Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Vegas is calling. Just stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
It's 8:04 on 960 The Quake. Good morning. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by Hyundai. Fremont, 880 northbound at Thornton Ave. That on-ramp to get onto 880 is blocked by an overturned big rig. It's leaking fuel. That usually means a couple of hours. Emergency vehicles are rolling right now. Sheet metal in the right lane, 24 westbound after the Central Lafayette exit. CHP is running a traffic break in the next couple of minutes. Dead animal, something. Didn't say which kind of animal, but it's 280 southbound before Edgewood Road. Fog is clearing out. Better driving through the Carquinez Strait. Still busy on the bridge, 80 westbound from Hilltop to the city. Moving all right. We don't have a big delay at the toll plaza at all right now, but the metering lights are on. Hyundai with the Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, inviting people to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. If you're ready to start your challenge, head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Latest from the Middle East, more local headlines at the bottom of the hour. Now, keeping it real with Will and Willie on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
We are down on the corner. We are down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street here at Hotel Vitale on this Fête Nationale de la France.
And we're definitely with Willie and the Po'boys.
Not many of us are going to be availing ourselves of the information we received from our last guest, Charles Epping, on how to open a Swiss account. The man sitting across from me may be interested. I'm surprised you don't have one.
Well, and let me tell you what he said to me.
I bet you all the Republicans
assumed that I did.
Assumed that you did.
Absolutely. The part that's most interesting about what he said is that in Switzerland, avoiding in Texas is a civil offense, not a criminal information that shouldn't be revealed to those who would play the game of avoiding taxes. Just think, you relocate to Switzerland, you open an account, you put all your money in that account, the U.S. can't touch you for taxes unless there's an extradition treaty.
They're not going to extradite you for tax evasion.
Oh, yes, they will.
They will?
Are you kidding
me? Enough.
This country?
But me?
Huh. This country, you would, well, if they ever go
after you. $1 million to get back a dime.
If they go after you, it's Guantanamo Bay for you.
Me and
all
Kipmo
the burst
being waterboarded.
Gonna,
yeah.
And they're going to tell you, we can't tell you why. We can't tell you what you did. We can't tell you what you said.
You
we
know
can't tell
what
you
did.
Accused.
You know what you did.
You know why you're being punished.
Michael Isikoff, why are you being punished by being on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie here?
Uh-oh,
just for many sins. Hello?
Michael, we can't hear you. Electronically, the Bush administration has interrupted us. We better to try to hook up with you.
Are you there, buddy?
Okay.
We'll get him back in a different line. Hopefully a landline.
Yeah, the voice that you heard was that of Mike Isikoff.
The staccato voice.
He's the top investigative reporter for Newsweek. That weekly news magazine that my daughter works for in out of the New York office. She's a graphic artist. She's actually on the masthead of Newsweek magazine, and she has so been for the last several years. Just a little-known secret about the talents of the descendants of...
The Brownini family.
From Mineola, Italy.
It sounds Italian, doesn't it, Mineola?
Well, we're relocating it. We're in the process of trying to carve out a little bit of Italy in Texas. And if you see that happen, you know we have succeeded.
Do you have canals?
We will have. The Sabine River will be redirected to become the canals in Mineola. Yes, in Mineola. And, of course, we did celebrate, by the way, the victory, the World Cup victory. Was celebrated in Mineola handsomely. So I'm told. I was not there, but I'm told that there was major celebrations. We have one hotel with 8 rooms, and the most distinguishing characteristic of this hotel is in the little store. You know, you have little stores, little shops, little counters in hotels, little gift shops. Well, it's more than the gift shop because it has some of all the necessities that you need in hotel rooms. But the biggest of all the necessities, it has a circular rack of books, and they're all Danielle Steele novels.
I've been in hotels like that.
Unbelievable. No Bibles, just Danielle Steele novels. And in the room, a Danielle Steele novel for you to read. Not anything else.
Michael Isikoff, have you pulled over on...
Can you hear me?
We can't hear you. Are you on 495? What 295? Are you on the Beltway?
I'm in New York. Can you hear me?
Oh, you're in New York.
Yeah, I'm in New York.
Oh, well, I hope you're right on the side of the freeway there.
Yeah, I just pulled over onto the shoulder of the LIE. Not quite.
A Long Island Expressway. Speaking directly, that's Michael Isikoff. He's the chief investigative reporter from Newsweek.
I'm here to give you a traffic report today.
How is the LIE?
Jammed, take the Brooklyn Queens Expressway.
How about a traffic report on Beirut?
Yeah, it looks pretty bad. Well, my only thought on this is, remember a few years ago when the president said we were going to invade Iraq, overthrow Saddam, and this would bring democracy and peace to the Middle East? I think things are working exactly according to plan, don't you think? It's all unfolding. Exactly, this is...
The domino effect has worked. Democracy is breaking out everywhere.
Arguably, according to the sort of, I don't mean to get like overly religious here, but didn't a sort of Armageddon sort of was going to be the precursor to world peace, right? So maybe this is the sort of plan as it was intended all along.
Oh, good. Armageddon. So we'll be back to sticks and rocks.
Yeah.
As things are unfolding, though, triggered by the capture of one lone 19-year-old soldier about 3 weeks ago, and now two additional soldiers in Israel have been added to the list of those persons kidnapped, all available for trade, apparently, for the release of multiple numbers of persons who have been captured by the Israelis.
9,000 is the Palestinian number.
In all seriousness, the sort of the thought, you know, obviously this is, you know, extremely distressing and a very difficult situation, but it also shows just how when the president, in the wake of September 11th, reflected, I think, the general feeling of most Americans and declared a sort of very stark black and white war on terror where we would have no negotiation and no tolerance, zero tolerance for dealing with any terrorists. We're in a situation now where clearly diplomacy is the only alternative to sort of all-out war in the Middle East, and the only people we can bargain with or negotiate with at this point who are relevant are Hezbollah and Hamas, two designated terror groups. So it really does show the difficulties of the kind of stark lines that the president, and I think reflecting the views of most Americans at the time, made in the wake of 9/11.
And didn't he make, we're speaking with Michael Isikoff here on 960, The Quake. Wasn't Bush's position that Clinton spent too much time involved with Israel?
Yes. He pulled back and from the sort of intensive negotiations that the president and personal diplomacy that Clinton had engaged in. But it's also fair to point out that didn't work so well either. Yes, the president was engaged, especially at the end of his administration. He saw that as a sort of final legacy accomplishment, achieving peace in the Middle East, and yet he couldn't do it. I mean, Arafat stepped back, and it led to the next
infidada.
Thank you. Anyway, a Palestinian uprising. I think the view of the White House was, the Bush White House was, this would be a, take a breather, step back, but that certainly has not led to any better results either.
On the other front, the front involving Iran, it appears as if Ms. Rice has managed to get the other allies, China, Russia, or Great Britain and France, all to agree that something ought to be said at the UN level about the failure to respond by Iran. And Iran is, of course, now saying, give us a bit more time, be a bit more patient. What's your take on all of that?
Well, I think, you know, the real danger with Iran right now is its ties to Hezbollah and whether it's an all-out, what is obviously an all-out Israeli assault on Hezbollah is going to provoke a reaction from the Iranian government. I think that's the most imminent danger from Iran right now. In some ways, I think the nuclear issue is almost on the back burner. I don't think anybody thinks that Iran is ready at the moment, has a nuclear weapon that it can unleash right now. But 3-5 years down the road, imagine the current scenario with a nuclear-armed Iran, and you see the dangers that we face.
How about D.C.? What's happening in D.C.? I hear Valerie Plame has filed a lawsuit against Vice President Dick Cheney. Is she allowed to do that? Does it have any chance?
It's unclear whether you can file prevail in a lawsuit like this against a government official for government actions. There are the threshold issues. I think people who want to know the true facts of this case You know, this may be the only route to get discovery, if she can get discovery, because there's no reason to think Patrick Fitzgerald is ever going to issue a final report on those closed matters involving Karl Rove and Dick Cheney that are unrelated or don't come up in the course of the Scooter Libby trial. So, you know, there are all these outstanding questions of the Rove matter and what took place inside the White House that may never come to light. A big chunk of it will be coming to light in a month or two in the book that David Korn and I have been working on, but comes out. But we don't have the full story. We have a big chunk of it that hasn't been out to date. But for the full story, a lawsuit, you know, may be the only route. And even then, it's not clear that the plaintiffs in this case will get full discovery.
And of course, we're talking to Mike Isikoff, the top investigative reporter for Newsweek magazine that covers Washington and the world, and he comes with us almost every Friday here on. And the Quake, 960, and we're pleased, of course, always to have him. We had Joe Wilson on a few days ago, Michael, and he was as upbeat as we've ever witnessed him, of course, being. And he did not, however, mention the lawsuit that was about to be filed and whether or not that would go forward. Nor did he mention the prospects of Mr. Novak revealing what he has revealed. I assume that that created somewhat of a buzz in Washington, did it not?
It did, but there were no big surprises there. Anybody watching this case closely knew that Novak had to have cooperated, knew that he would have had to have identified his sources to the grand jury. There was no way he could have escaped a subpoena that the subpoenas that Matt Cooper and Judy Miller and other journalists got had he not cooperated. And what he revealed in the column was no more than what we already knew. We knew that he had spoken to Rove. We knew that he had spoken to Bill Harlow. His primary source, wait a couple of months and you'll learn a little bit more. But there were no surprises in his column.
Well, we don't want to keep you from finding out any surprises. We know you're on your way into the city. Thank you for joining us here. We'll talk to you next week, I hope.
Talk to you next, guys.
Get off of the road, buddy. Get back into the flow of traffic. And have a great 14th of July. We are keeping it real. Coming up, we have Robert Reich, former Secretary of Labor, is going to join us in the next half hour here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry, for a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin so you can hang it on a wall, and will include a free color printer and 3-year warranty, absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
960 The Quake, now broadcasting in HD digital. The next evolution of radio is here. Find out more online at quakeradio.com.
Dean Barcadero and Mission Street. We have a live studio audience joining us here at the Vitale Hotel, and anybody can come join us at any time, 7 to 10, every morning here. Keep it real with Will and Willie. Come down, have some coffee. Once in a while, they put out some snacks. I don't see any today, but you got your coffee.
Well, that's because they were over near Tony. I think they were out. But Tony has a way of making sure no one else gains weight.
He's squirreling them away.
Yes. He wraps them up and takes them home on some other place.
And on Monday in the 8 o'clock hour, we'll have the sister of Janis Joplin, Laura Joplin, who's the author of a book called Love, Janis, which is also now a play that's here in San Francisco at the Marines Memorial. I saw it on Tuesday night. It was great. You're going on Sunday, right?
I hope to. Paul has arranged for two tickets for Sunday, but I told him it's going to be a challenge because there are some other functions and duties that I'm being conscripted for. Is that what they do when you are drafted?
Yes.
This is not a volunteer act on my part. It would not be a volunteer act on my part. I wouldn't step up under those. But I am. I will be there. But, you know, we were talking with Mike Isikoff about the Middle East and about the steps that are obviously being taken that clearly is leading toward a full-scaled war. The Israelis have actually said this is not a simple operation. This is a war. We're not just looking for the people that have been kidnapped. We're looking to reduce the danger or to all the families that we have in those bomb shelters that John Bradley Scott spoke
quarter
about.
Million.
Quarter of a million people, and that's just, I think that's a conservative estimate. I think that when you find the missiles going as deep inside of Israel as has been at least two of the missiles filed, you know that there is the capacity and the firepower capacity by the enemy of that state to do severe damage on the population. And I'm amazed at how the reaction to Israel's bombing, they're asking the questions, is this a lot of innocent people being killed?
On both sides.
And injured. But they only say it with reference to the Israeli component of it. They don't say it with reference to the other component of it. Obviously, there will be victims that are not uniform participants in any struggle involving war. And that's why war is so horrible, because you drop a bomb on the airport in Beirut, you don't just knock out the
runway.
The runway, you could very easily knock off a luggage handler who happens to be using the access runway or road to get to an airplane.
Who doesn't necessarily have to be part of his government's policy? He might not even believe in it.
No question. Not only that, he doesn't even necessarily have to be a Lebanese.
Right.
He could very well be some person who has come to the country, an immigrant,
or something,
for a job,
yeah,
for an opportunity. And it's just horrible that we don't yet, as man, have the institution where disputes can be resolved without the necessity of violence and without the necessity of war. And the debate about who's right or who's wrong kind of goes out the window for that baggage handler and his family who have been injured in the process. The question is, they were injured because governments could not resolve differences among themselves. And in this case, by the way, the differences is whether or not Israel should exist at all.
Well, that's, yeah, that's the problem I always had with us being in Iraq right now. I know we're trying to give them democracy, but in the process we're killing, well, I mean, how many innocent people, how many civilians in Iraq, and how many families of those 70,000 or 140,000 innocent civilians end up being terrorists because they become hardened to America because we just dropped a bomb by mistake, or we figured somebody was going to be there and they weren't. We got bad intelligence, which happens a couple times with us. So we end up creating terrorists. And I think Israel maybe end up creating more resistance to their rule over there. It's just,
I think the Israelis operate on the theory, though, that they've got to somehow make that nation secure. And obviously all of its citizens participate in that kind of an effort on an ongoing basis. I talked about being conscripted on Sunday to do certain things. In Israel, you are mandated to perform.
Every citizen.
Every citizen, man, woman, child, regardless, you are part of the military system at some point, and you are trained for the purpose of the survival of the people, or to be ready at any moment to do battle. And I don't think the Israelis are going to stand down in spite of Mr. Bush's request, in spite of the cautionary words of Condoleezza Rice. And I think with the relationship existing between the USA and Israel, there will not be, frankly, an option that the U.S. will be able to exercise in case this thing continues to escalate. The U.S. is going to have to be supportive of its friend, Israel, period.
And you can understand Israel. I mean, they're just surrounded by people who don't like them. We want to hear from you. We want you to go to quakeradio.com, scroll down, hit the Contact Us button, and click Email Will and Willie. Or give us a call here at 866-960-5753. That number again, 866-960-5753.
Eagle Eye Paul said that while we were talking...
Eagle Eye Paul?
Eagle Eye Paul saw email, and the email was
from
someone.
I got the email right here. You want to hear it?
Yes.
It's from Pat Rosenbaum, and her comment is, this Middle East war was not started by the kidnapping of the Israeli soldier. It was started by the Israeli Navy Terrorist Act of killing the Palestinian family on the beach at play.
Well, you see, that...
They claim they didn't... That was a bombing on the beach, a missile... And they claim, the Israeli Navy claims they didn't do it. They claim somebody else did it. There was a family on the beach. And
well, I don't think you can actually pinpoint when this war started. I think you have to recognize that it's been ongoing to one extent or another. You can pinpoint in point of time and time only when a particular battle takes place. And my reference to the 19-year-old soldier that was kidnapped, I think, is accurate. I think the Israelis reacted in this current series of initiatives
but I think
and moves.
Pat Rosenbaum's, and I don't know if it's male or female, but Pat Rosenbaum, I think their point is that the kidnapping of the kid and the digging the tunnel, going in and killing the two Israeli soldiers and then kidnapping the third one, that was response to the family being killed on the beach.
Well, I'm not sure that I agree with that, frankly. I think that someone would say that the most recent move by those who are the terrorists or the persons who are based in Lebanon, what was that a reaction to? I think there are initiatives after initiatives after initiatives, and unfortunately, the incidents themselves do not lend themselves to any correction by who started it first.
I think that's a key phrase, unfortunately.
Yes.
This whole thing is unfortunate. Unfortunate for everybody involved. We have, coming back, look at who's next. In our next segment, we have Robert Reich. He's the former Secretary of Labor. We will be talking to him about the Bush administration, find out what he thinks of this lovely 6 years that has happened since he was on the watch.
And the voice you hear is that of my fellow Texan.
Port Arthur's own
Janis Joplin.
Janis Joplin.
So good.
Love Janis is appearing at the Marines Memorial all weekend. And for the next 8 weeks, hopefully till September 4th.
Died too early.
Way too early. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's 8:32 on 960 The Quake. Get a news update after we check traffic in the Crown 4 Traffic Center. This report brought to you by Champions on Ice. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Martinez Highway 4 westbound after Pacheco Boulevard. Car on the shoulder. Maybe it's on fire. A little smoke coming out from under the hood. Curiosity brake lights past it. 237 eastbound before Dana Street. Solo spin out now in the center divide. Driver out of the vehicle and walking around. Fremont 880 northbound at Thornton. Looks like some sort of truck hauling something overturned on the overpass. Nothing spilled out, though, but the westbound lanes are blocked right now. And that's on the overpass, not on the freeway. Bay Bridge, lights on, no delays at the toll plaza. If high fuel costs and bad air quality have you thinking about alternatives, call County Connection. County Connection buses travel throughout central Contra Costa, taking you where you want to go. For bus routes and schedules, call 925-676-7500 and check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. 8:33. Here's what's happening this morning on 960 The Quake. Israel took its Lebanon offensive to South Beirut today. Warplanes targeted Hezbollah's headquarters and road links throughout residential neighborhoods. Israeli airstrikes destroyed the highway to Damascus and exploded fuel tanks at Beirut's airport, sending trails of smoke over the capital. Beirut is only about 150 miles outside of Israel. Hezbollah guerrillas retaliated for the airstrikes by launching a continuous barrage of rockets across the border. It caused damage in five towns in northern Israel. Six people are hurt. We'll have updates all morning long here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. A wildfire east of San Jose continues to burn out of control. The Del Puerto Canyon fire, now in Santa Clara County, on its way over to Henrico State Park, burning 30,000 acres along the way. The fire is about half contained. Not a disaster area here, but in Southern California, Governor Schwarzenegger has declared San Bernardino County a disaster area. Al Gore is in the Bay Area this weekend. You have a chance to meet him and speak with him about his new book, recent book, An Inconvenient Truth. That's at 7 o'clock tonight at Book Passage in Corte Madera. 8:34, program note, 960 The Quake presents a special edition of our LGTB show, Queer Channel. It's on Sunday night at 7 o'clock. We'll have an extended interview, the first radio interview in the Bay Area, with Gwen Araujo's mother and family members and the lawyer who represents the family of this transgender teen who was murdered by three males 4 years ago. A little soundbite from mom talking about how to love a kid that's a T.
It's a hard thing to transition and to live in this world and to be transgender and to be out in schools and in the workplace and in society. So be the best parent that you can be for your child and be their biggest cheerleader and hug them and kiss them extra, you know.
The interview is available to stream or download right now at queerchannelradio.com, or you can hear this sad and compelling story on the air Sunday night, 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake. Weather for the weekend, real hot in the East Bay. We'll be up around 100 almost all through Sunday. 60s on the coast today, but warming to the 70s, 70s and 80s around the Bay through Sunday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on Earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing Top Trader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. Top Trader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostick.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size Smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
I'm Angie Cuero. This Sunday on Mother Jones Radio, the White House has finally admitted that accused, not convicted, terrorists at Guantanamo have civil rights. We talked to the lead attorney in one case that broke Bush's unconstitutional stance. Former U.S. Senator Gary Hart joins the fight against the radical religious right, and Motherhood Manifesto, the movie, uncovers just how anti-family the American business culture is and how it can be fixed.
You can hear Mother Jones Minutes weekdays during the Progressive News Hour. Mother Jones Full Show, Sunday at 1 on 960 The Quake.
Hi, I'm Bill Press. I usually hang out in Washington, but when I'm in the Bay Area, I listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Listening to A Better Way. We're coming at you at the speed of the truth here at Keeping It Real with Will and Willie live at the Battalion in the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street here on and Bastille Day.
And as always, we have wonderful, delightful guests, very well-informed guests, and very well-connected guests. From the Goldman School over at the University of California comes the secretary from the Clinton administration, who served as the labor secretary, and he worked really wonders for many of the projects that I had in the city. Brother Raj, how are you?
Well, I'm just great. Mr. Mayor, how are you?
Pretty good. Nice to hear your voice.
Well, it's good to hear you, too. I, you know, I wish I could be actually with you physically in the studio, and I will next time, but I'm here in the East Bay, and I've moved here to Berkeley, and what a wonderful piece of the world.
Oh, well, it's really good to have you located. Are you planning to run for Mayor of Berkeley soon?
I'm not soon. No, it didn't occur to me, but... You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger is quaking in his boots when he found out that I was moving to California. I'm going to be Terminator one half.
and what's going on in this world of $5.15 minimum wage? That's what it was when you left.
Yes, in fact, you may remember that we increased the minimum wage to $5.15. It had been $4.25, if you can believe it. And nothing's happened except inflation has taken away the value of that $5.15 minimum wage. And so it's back to what it really was in terms of buying power. So, you know, you've got a lot of people in this country, some of them, in fact, most of them, heads of households, who are actually at the minimum wage or just above the minimum wage, who are earning, you know, between $10,000 and $12,000 a year. And how can you do that? How can you possibly stay out of poverty? The answer is you cannot stay out of poverty, and a lot of these people are working full-time, and yet they are still impoverished.
Speaking to Robert Reich, who is now in the East Bay, talking to us live here at Keeping It Real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake.
Dr. Robert Reich, Rhodes Scholar, Reich. A lawyer, a professor from Harvard, Secretary of Labor in the Clinton administration. You did some other things for the U.S. government, too, did you not?
Well, we did the Family Medical Leave Act, made workplaces safer, tried to help people who wanted to form unions form them more easily. We also did a lot of workplace training. As the mayor remembers, we did a lot trying to help people get better jobs. And, you know, those Clinton years were not such bad years. 22 million new jobs added to the American economy. And I don't want to be partisan about this, but since George Bush was elected president, how many jobs? 5 million. I mean, he's had almost as many years as we had. Bill Clinton had 8 years, and there were 22 million new jobs. And in 6 years, a little bit more than 6 years of George Bush, there have been 5 billion new jobs. This economy is not something to write home about.
And we just have to say, the Clinton years, you are an overperformer. Mr. Bush claims he's moving along at a normal pace that will ensure this nation being able to get rid of the deficit in about the year 2030.
Well, you know, we got rid of the deficit by the year 2000. We had a $5 trillion 10-year surplus at the end of the Clinton years. And what happened to that surplus? Well, basically, it was given away as tax breaks, mostly to the rich, in 2001 and 2003. And then we created, but this is America, and it was George Bush, generated a huge budget deficit again. You know, look, I try to be, particularly as a professor, I try to be as nonpartisan as possible. I try to look at these things objectively, but there's no way I can objectively say this economy is a good economy.
But he just went on TV the other day. This is Will Durst, Dr. Reich.
Yeah, Will.
He went on TV the other day, and he was so proud of the fact that the deficit is going to be $100 million less than he thought it was going to be, $100
billion. Yeah, well, here's a billion, another $100 billion here, $100 billion there. Pretty soon you're talking, as the old saying goes, about real money.
You sound like Everett Durst.
The budget deficit is still... you know, hold your hat. Nobody can understand these numbers, but $300 billion a year as far as the eye can see, and the baby boomers are now 5 years away from collecting Medicare and 7 years away from collecting Social Security, the early boomers, and we have no way of affording it. I mean, we are in the deep, deep, deep worst financial hole I can possibly remember, and why are we here? Mainly because this administration gave giant tax breaks away to the rich and is spending like a drunken sailor. Now, there's no way you can do that and talk about fiscal responsibility.
Is there any way to assign a number on a comparable basis between what was given to each one of the rich people on a per-hour tax basis versus the $5.15 for people who are on minimum wage?
Yeah, something like that. I did a computation not too long ago, and if you were a chief executive officer, you know, a typical chief executive officer in America today, you're earning something in the order of $3,800 an hour. $3,800 an hour is not too bad, but you know, why should particularly the Republicans make such a big stink about raising the minimum wage from $5.15 an hour up to a little bit over $7 an hour? I mean just basic fairness would dictate that would be the way to go. I mean, most Americans understand that. If you're working full-time, you ought to be paid enough to get out of poverty.
And, obviously, the people who make $5.15 an hour spend everything that they make.
Not only do they spend everything that they make, many of them have to spend more than they make. They're in debt. Now, if you're making $3,800 an hour as a chief executive officer, chances are you are not stimulating the economy by getting more and more and more money and more tax breaks, because you're already spending as much as you want to spend. That's the definition of being rich, spending as much as you want to spend. More tax breaks are not going to stimulate the economy if it's a tax break directed to the rich.
Jeez, I wish you had a direct line to President Bush. What are you
doing? Well, I do. He calls me every day. And
what are you doing these days, Dr. Ash?
He's doing pretty well. You know, he has some problems with foreign policy.
Just a couple. Robert Reich is with us here on 960 The Quake. What are you doing these days over in Berkeley?
I'm at the Goldman School of Public Policy, a professor here. I've been a visitor last couple of years, and they made me an offer, and I said, absolutely, I'd love to be here full-time. And so beginning last January, I took this full-time position, so I'm here for the duration, I guess.
And you moved the family out here?
I just bought a house.
I was going to say, what was the shocker?
I'm going to talk about real estate in the Bay Area. But I can tell you, back east, I thought I was pretty in pretty good shape, and I just bought a house. And, well, I'm now one of those people who is almost a working poor.
Talk about shock and awe.
I mean, I'll tell you, this housing prices out here are crazy. Yeah. Absolutely crazy. I don't know how anybody affords it.
Well, you can't on minimum wage. That's certainly true. We have a great time.
You can't even at a normal wage.
You can't even as a CEO. Thank you for joining us here on the show. We want to use you as a. Would that be possible?
Oh, sure. Just give a call anytime. Mr. Mayor, it's such a privilege to just talk to you again. You are such a good friend, and I thank you for all you did for me and in my campaign and all you did for the Labor Department and the Clinton administration. You're a real hero.
Well, now that you're out here, we're going to have to do dinner together.
That would be fabulous.
I was looking forward to coming when you were going to be governor, but we didn't make that one.
Not yet.
All right.
Dr. Robert Reich over at the Goldman School in Berkeley, thank you for joining us here at Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. And coming up, speaking of keeping it real, we have What Would Willie Do here on 960 The Quake.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
the San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodrow, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Home and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. Buy your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals, along with prescription-grade acne medicine, to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-344-8232. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-344-8232. That's 1-800-344-8232.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Hey, Truth Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
What would Willie do? Every day we ask him an unrehearsed question. And through the bounty of his experience, he extemporaneously responds to a question that's on everybody's mind. And on today, why is this day different than all other days? This day is messed up. It's going on over there. Bush has ignored it. You knew I was coming this way. What would you do to get these two sides together? You got ancient enemies. You got people who are fighting over a piece of dirt, the only piece of land in the Middle East without oil under it. And everybody wants it. How do you keep them from tearing each other and the world apart?
Well, you know, Will, that question has been put since 1948 as one of the people who called in and emailed in. And I think there's probably been at least three or four Nobel Prizes awarded to diplomats who've assumed the responsibility to resolve the issue. I think Ralph Bunche was probably one of the first, if not the first, to get the Pulitzer Prize, to get the Nobel Prize for that. And then there have been subsequent people who have met or attempted to meet that challenge. At no point has any of the so-called peace initiatives and so-called reached agreements resolved the issues. I'm not sure the issues can ever be resolved. They certainly cannot, and I do not purport to be anything near an expert on Middle Eastern issues. I would say the existence of Israel in this present location apparently is an issue for others in that region, some of whom react continuously, violently to the existence of Israel. Israel views their actions as being threatening to their very survival. Whether or not there will ever be an occasion when people in the Middle East can sleep with each other in comfort with the existence of Israel where it is presently located, I would seriously doubt it. I think it is going to be an issue for the as long as mankind, humankind, is here. And I think it's one of the things that the nations of the world should assume the responsibility to try and try and try and keep on trying to ultimately bring peace. You just think, well, if some of the people, and this is not all of the people of the Middle East, but some of the people in the Middle East who are prone to violent reactions because of the existence of Israel, ever get their hand on the ultimate weapon of annihilation, of potential annihilation, I think they would probably use it. That is a frightening thought, because that would prompt World War III. That may prompt the destruction of the world as we know it, because once those kinds of weapons are unleashed, even in an isolated place in a space, in anger, it becomes realistic that those same weapons could be used in other places, and the reaction to that would be what Dr. Strangelove was so famous for having or exercised. And I would hope that somehow we can reach the point of which Strangelove would not be a possibility.
We must not allow a mine shaft gap.
You remember?
Yeah. That was a
you
great
remember?
Moment. Yeah, you're right. John Scott, do you have any new news? Are you there? No.
Yes, I am. Hello there, guys.
Buddy, sorry, I didn't mean to abruptly throw to you.
He had been so mesmerized
by
the commentary.
But you're right. There is no answer. They both want this piece of ground. Neither one believes the other one has a right to exist.
But just think of how many diplomats, on the optimistic basis of
Jimmy
the Nobel
Carter got
Prize,
a peace prize.
Everybody.
Yasser Arafat got a peace prize.
And it continues to be a problem in 2006. It'll be a problem in 2010. And people got these peace prizes in the 50s. People got these peace
80s,
prizes. In the. It's just amazing how optimistic we are when there appears to be a cessation, when there appears to be a handshake at Camp David, orchestrated by then President Carter, and the results turn out not to be.
Nobody killed anybody yesterday. We're starting on the peace process, as you want to believe.
I think you're right, though. I think if the Dead Sea Scrolls were ever uncovered and the language contained therein was translated, I think it would be exactly what you said. Peace in the Middle East, a prospect.
We got less of an apocalyptic hour coming up at 9 o'clock. We got Betsy Rosenberg from EcoTalk and Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show are going to join us here on this lovely Friday the 14th.
And we have the joke of the day.
Yes,
at the end of the cycle.
We are
keeping
it real.
And it will be a joke, but can be retold.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960, The Quake.